Mm-hmm. Doing a J.J. Cale song, as a matter of fact, on a Wednesday morning. Hey, welcome back to the show. Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Matt today. We're discussing a few different things. We have been discussing the importance of the first impeachment of Donald Trump, considering what's going on now in Ukraine. And then just before the break here, we were discussing this opinion piece in the Shepherd Express by Joel McNally and Michael Gableman's unconstitutional plan to steal elections. And I think we left off here where I was saying that Wisconsin's the last state with Republicans still fighting over Trump's defeat instead of moving on to this year's midterms. Republican Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke, who's not seeking re-election in those midterms, has already declared Gableman's unconstitutional scheme dead on arrival. Quote, in a world where partisan divides are deep and seemingly anything can be justified as long as it results in retaining power, handing authority to partisan politicians to determine if election fraud exists would be the end of our republic as we know it, Steinke tweeted. By the way, if you have a comment, feel free to call in. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. Love to hear from you. I'll continue. It says, but here's the serious problem Republican leaders have created for themselves. The longer Republicans desperately try to please Trump's most angry, hateful, and outright loony supporters, the more they will continue to be controlled by them. Okay, you got that? The longer Republicans desperately try to please Trump's most angry, hateful, and outright loony supporters, the more they will continue to be controlled by them. Thoughtful Republicans like Steinke, who refuses to be part of any effort, quote, to put politicians in charge of deciding who wins or loses elections, end quote, will continue to flee from elected office, leaving behind a far more dangerous party, contemptuous of respecting voting rights and democracy. One of the coolest moments in Gableman's presentation of his unconstitutional recommendations to legislators was when he played videos of elderly nursing home residents being grilled about their political views on candidates and public policy. Gableman claimed it proved mentally incompetent people had been allowed to vote in Wisconsin just because they're old, right? They're mentally incompetent, evidently. It was a Republican a replication of the racist Jim Crow testing of black voters by Southern registrars, requiring them to interpret archaic language of the Constitution or try to guess the number of bubbles in a bar of soap. Ann Jacobs, Democratic chairwoman of the Wisconsin Election Commission, tweeted the brutal interrogations were, quote, completely irrelevant to whether people have a right to vote. You're allowed to vote for a candidate for any reason you choose, end quote. Republicans certainly don't want intelligence tests to be required for voting. Trump increased the party's support among white voters with less education and increased support for Democrats among the well-educated. Gableman also wants to abolish the bipartisan Wisconsin Election Commission, even though Republican legislators created it in 2015 with an equal number of Republicans and Democrats. Trumped up Republicans no longer support bipartisan equality. Gableman wants Wisconsin's gerrymandered Republican legislative majority to have total control over whether to accept election results if they go against Republicans. It is surprising Gableman's crack team of election investigators didn't notice that on the day Wisconsin's electors met to officially cast their 10 electoral votes for Biden after he won the election, 10 prominent Republicans were sneaking around the closed down state capitol up to no good. The Republicans were part of a plot to steal the election for Trump in 7 swing states Biden won. They met privately to sign fraudulent documents that were sent to the National Archives and U.S. Senate, falsely claiming to be duly elected and qualified electors casting those states' electoral votes for Trump. The plot failed because Vice President Mike Pence refused on January 6th to violate the Constitution under pressure from Trump to throw out electoral votes in states where Republicans were falsely claiming conflicting slates of electors. That would have left Trump with enough electoral votes to win the election. You might think a statewide investigation into election fraud, spending hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars, would look into that sort of thing. But Gabelman's assignment was never really to prevent election fraud. It was to justify Republicans committing it. Joel McNally in the Shepherd Express. Another great opinion piece from Mr. McNally. Gabelman's unconstitutional plan to steal elections. What can we do about that, I wonder? $676,000 and not much to show for it. Conspiracy theories. That seems to be what the Republican Party is about these days. Conspiracy theories. What happened to the idea of governing, legislating, coming up with laws that help Americans, that move America forward? What happened to that idea? Evidently, those days are over for Republicans. They're more concerned with staying in power seems to be their only concern these days. And what Americans have to deal with in their day-to-day lives seems to be secondary at best. Anyway, we're winding down this first hour. Got one more hour to go. Stu Daniels filling in for Matt Flynn today on Matt Flynn Direct. And I'm here for the entire week. Hey, if you have something you want to get in, give us a call. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. You can also text us at that number. You can send me an email message if you want to. My email address is stewmanradio@gmail.com. And so you got one more hour to go. I'm not even sure what we're going to do during the next hour. I have a couple different ways we can go, but I'll figure it out by the time we get back. Stick around. News is up next. And then another hour of Matt Flynn Direct.